For some, the holidays mean taking the whole family to the theater, and not just to shows with holiday themes. On this week's News and Views, a look at several different approaches to audiences of multiple generations. Just because a theater is populated with children doesn't mean the show is just for kids. The Ardens Children's Theater production of Peter Pan uses original music and a multi-level set with old books, luggage, even the insides of a piano, to conjure up a world full of discarded things, a metaphor for the lost boys. Director David O'Connor says adults will also interpret the relationship between Peter and Wendy on a different level.
Not just being a child and having a friend, but also the real frustrations that exist between men and women. There's a boy who just wants to play and just wants to be free, and a girl who wants him to be hers. Adults understand that tension in a way that children don't necessarily.
Approaching multiple generations from a different direction, the Lantern Theatre Company is taking an adult work, Scapin, a contemporary version of Molière's comedy, and adding puppets for everyone but the title character. Director and puppet designer Aaron Cromie says puppets broaden the appeal of the story about the escapades of young lovers, disgruntled fathers, and the servant Scapin in the middle of it all. And puppets can do things humans just can't do.
Things can appear and disappear. We have a different vocabulary. It's like holding up a funhouse mirror to ourselves. So we see characters which behave so strangely and have unusual colors and bodies and textures, and they identify us in our core.
The Lantern Scapin is at St. Stephen's Theater through January 3rd. The Ardens Peter Pan runs through January 24th. On the next News and Views, a British holiday theater tradition takes root in the Philadelphia suburbs. I'm Susan Lewis. WRTI News. Many theaters reach out to families during the holidays, and not just with a standard holiday fare. On this week's News and Views, we look at several different approaches to audiences that span the generations. Although relatively new in America, pantos, short for pantomimes, but there's plenty of talking nowadays, are fractured fairy tales with stories, songs, and dancing, and are commonplace in Britain, particularly at holiday time. Snow White is a new panto written for the People's Light and Theatre by Catherine Peterson, with music and lyrics by Michael Ogborn, directed by Pete Pryor.
Primarily, it's a family event, entertainment, slapstick that the children will enjoy, but also wordplay that adults will get a kick out of as well.
It's the 1930s. Snow White is a movie being made set in the Wild West. There's an aging diva who wants to play the lead, her beautiful daughter who gets the part, and a bunch of servants who end up as dwarfs. Providing context and commentary is a 30s-era radio show hosted by The Dame, a stock character in British pantos, played in this show by Mark Lazar.
Hello, everybody! And welcome back to all of you listening.
You say, hello, everybody, and they say hello back, and the audience boos the villain and cheers for the heroes. There's also another tradition where if the villain is sneaking up behind you, they'll yell out, "It's behind you."
Once the audience gets into it, even the hero can get booed if she doesn't behave herself, as when beautiful Snow White becomes a diva herself on the movie set, throwing a tantrum with the director, then turning on the audience. On the next News and Views, more on theater etiquette and talking back to the actors. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. During the holidays, many theaters offer fare for the whole family. On this week's News and Views, we take a look at several different approaches to audiences that span the generations. An audience with children brings a certain energy to the room. The Lantern Theatre's Scapin is a contemporary version of Molière's 17th century comedy, which was originally written for adults. This production, aimed at people ages 8 and up, uses puppets for all but the title role, and director Aaron Cromie says the audience is an integral part of the show.
There's definitely contact with the audience. They include the audience in the events that are happening. That's important stylistically.
Conventional theater etiquette is turned upside down at something called a panto, says Pete Pryor, director of the panto Snow White, now at the People's Light and Theater.
actors are jumping off the stage, coming right into the aisles. So the misbehaving aspect of it is what's kind of fun. You get to yell at the bad guy, the thing that you couldn't do in a legit play. And that's encouraged. We want that to happen.
A different kind of talking back takes place after Thursday performances of the Panto, as well as after some other shows. At the Arden, artistic director Terry Nolan says each night after Peter Pan ends, children in the audience ask the actors a range of questions.
And they'll ask, how old are you? How much money do you have? Are you dating someone in the show? What's your favorite part? But they'll also ask about how different things happened. How did you make snow? How did you disappear? And our philosophy is to give away every secret, to emphasize for kids that it's not about magic, it's about imagination.
Peter Pan is at the Arden through January 24th. The Lantern Theatre's Scapan and the People's Light and Theatre Company's Snow White, a Panto, both run through January 3rd. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.